All right, everyone, we are finishing out this week's show with our inbox, as we always do. And we love it when we get our counseling department down here to answer one of our questions. And we have Danny Huerta here. Hey, Danny.
Hey, thanks for having me here, Lisa.
Very good to have you. And excellent use of a Focus on the Family mug.
Yes, thank you. That's Focus good. On the Family Radio.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's good. We appreciate our parent company and all that they do on radio. So, side note. Anyway, you are here to answer one of our questions.
I am.
From one of our guys, one of our younger guys, a college student.
I am.
And relationships. All right. Well, I'm going to read it and then give let
I'm
you give it a go.
This.
He says, I'm interested in a girl who I've been in class with before. She's very adorable and sweet, and just seeing her and getting to speak with her brightens up my day. Also, I'll admit it is quite nice seeing her look my way in class. I was wondering what would be a good way to get to know her better. I do not see her often around my college campus anymore, except in the occasional makeup class.
I think my first question for him would be, what's stopping you? I mean, the worst thing that could happen is she would say no, and you're kind of in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't go on any type of getting to know outing with her. Just by asking her to maybe go on a group thing with some of your friends and other, whether it's going to be females and males, is a good way where it's non-threatening, or just say, hey, do you want to go to tea or coffee? A movie wouldn't be the best way to get to know someone. So somewhere where you can sit and talk, and it's a non-threatening thing. You're not asking her to marry you. You're asking to get to know her. So just be bold, be brave, be courageous. If anything, it's just practice.
Yeah.
And you may get to know something about yourself in the process of why you're even scared of this. She seems like a girl that you like. You said she's sweet and she's adorable. as long as your intentions are good in your heart, I'd say, why not?
Mm-hmm. Do you think, it seems to me in the students that I've talked to, Danny, that are in college, that there's kind of this culture now on college campuses where it's almost inappropriate to ask people out. I mean, this idea of the hanging out in groups or finding out everything you can about a person before you're even going to single them out and ask them something is more the norm. So I wonder if he's just kind of thinking, and I know there's the fear too of, well, you know, if I say something and she thinks I'm weird, she won't even be my friend anymore. But mm-hmm. You're saying eventually you have to take a risk and you have to say, I'm interested in you on some level. Otherwise, you're just like every other guy in the class.
Absolutely right. I mean, I like that word, risk. It is a risk. And I think we're afraid of that. We're afraid of being rejected. We're afraid of failure. We fear the worst. And then we just skip out on the risk. And it does take a lot of risk to be in relationship, to be married. I mean, everything that requires relationship requires some form of risk. And so you can't have any guarantees.
Yeah.
I do think that this particular individual that wrote this in, there probably are a lot of people that relate to this right now
mm-hmm.
Because they do want that safety net and it's not there. Just be bold, go for it and see what the person says. As long as your intentions are good and you really want to get to know the person, and that will show, and there may be a connection there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would also say, I mean, he says that she is adorable and sweet, but there are obviously other things that he needs to find out about her. There's no indication here whether he's on a Christian college campus or a university or whatever. So, you know, eventually, you know, yeah, you're going to have to move in some direction here and make something happen. Otherwise, you're going to probably regret not having said something. And I want to also encourage you, as someone who has walked past this phase more than a decade now, you will not have the opportunity to meet as many single women and possibly like-minded single women as you will on that college campus and just beyond college.
That's a good point.
You get into your late 20s, you get into your 30s, you're in the workplace, you are just entering a vortex of weirdness. I'm just going to be honest with you. So, seize the day. Young guys generally have a lot of courage and a lot of, you know, feeling like they can conquer the world. And so while you have that right now, give it a shot, just like Danny said. So.
When she, you know, he said that she was looking his way
mm-hmm.
in class. So she shows some interest if she's in fact looking at him.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are a lot of very creative ways to get to know someone, taking a walk, going out to dinner, going out to coffee, tea, just places where you can really talk and get to know each other. And that feels less threatening to a person wanting to be known or wanting to get to know the person as well. So don't make it a weird date. It can be just a fun, let's get to know each other type of friendship first.
Good. Well, good thoughts, Danny. Thank you so much for weighing in on that.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org if you want us to answer your question in the future. And if you are wondering how you can meet like-minded singles, make sure that you are registering for Pursuit 2014 this August 7th through 9th here in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado, our first ever Boundless weekend event. So again, we have limited spaces, so make sure that you get yours reserved today. That's all for this week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.